This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right. The Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. I'm seeing this little article here on porcupine barbs helping wound healing. This isn't the first time we heard that a porcupine barb, that's what they call, hey Barb, Barb. I think I have a distant cousin by the name of Barb. I think she goes by Babs. Hey Babs. I don't know, that's just something cool that you know, they used to do, I guess, in the 50s and 60s. Like, Babs was a real cool name. I wonder if Dahlia will ever become cool or not. Hey, Dal, Da, Dahl. So my nickname is supposed to be Dahl, but like D-A-L, Dahl. But I don't, nobody, yeah, it just, nothing catches, nothing, yeah. But that's right. Yeah, the only thing that goes viral with me is some infectious disease. But let's go back to porcupine barbs. Anyway. Can I call them quails? I really don't like the word barb. Quails? Can I use quails? Okay. So apparently researchers have decided to take these little quills, which are kind of sharp, and use them as a type of surgical staple. And they say, guess what? It could be less painful than a staple. Now, some of you will say, well, I have been stapled, and I, you know, that's not really saying much. Yeah, I love the staple. Did you guys know that in surgery, we'll staple you together? When I was in medical training, I thought that was the coolest thing, you know, because, you know, you're doing sutures, and you're sewing, and all that. And then all of a sudden, one of the surgeons would come out with a stapler, and just start stapling your skin together, and it would work. And it really holds nicely. And the staples are stainless steel, or some sort of titanium, I don't know what it is, but some metal. It's probably stainless steel. And they, I'll look it up. And they hold the wound together, they approximate it together. It's a lot easier to manipulate and less time. You could close a wound in probably a third the time using a stapler. And then there's actually a sterile staple removal that we use to take out the staples. It doesn't look like the jaws that we have on our desks at work. It looks like a, kind of looks like a pliers where you stick the underside under the, I love removing staples from a person's head or from a person's body. I love removing staples. You know, you have that Dr. Pimple Popper out there and she kind of loves, gets off, you know, popping people's pimples or whatever. Me, I really love taking out staples. And so you get to slide that staple removal under the staple and then you press down. And when you press down, it puts pressure on the middle of the staple, and then the sides, the legs of the staple, just come up. And the staple doesn't fold under like a staple on a piece of paper. You know how the staple, you punch it, and then the legs fold in? That's not the way this works with the staple. With the skin, it just goes in straight, so then it's very easy to pull them out. Sometimes they bend. So it's really cool. And you want to know what I think? You want to know why I think a staple came out? I think that was men's revolt against sewing. You know, we could try to be as progressive as possible and, you know, try to say, look, sewing is not a girly thing. You know, tools aren't a guy thing. But when you really look at people's instinct, guys, men especially, I don't think like to sew. I don't think men, even the surgeons, are really into the whole take a needle, have your little pinky out, run the thread through. I don't like to sew either. So I think some guy, I got to look it up, but I think some man, you know, some burly guy said, you know what, I want to use a Home Depot tool. I'm not going to sew. This isn't home ec. And And so he devised this staple gun. That's what it's called. It's called a staple gun, kind of. And we, you know, or stapler, surgical stapler. And he did that. And the guys loved it. I remember when the guys were doing this in surgery. They're like, yeah, yeah. And their voices would lower. You know, get that thread away from me. Get that suture away from me. Right, give me a staple. And they would go. And I was like, okay, guys, you don't understand, okay? You know, coming from a long line of women who worked clerical, the actual staple isn't really a guy tool. Right? It would kind of be, in the olden days, considered a woman's tool back in the old, you know, girly versus guy days. So now I've seen guys with a staple, and I was like, no, that's not burly. I thought you guys were all sexier sewing with the suture. It really is. You know, watching a guy do needlework can kind of be sexy for some of us. Now, so, you know, put away this whole idea of, you know, guy thing versus girl thing, because you trying to come up with staples didn't really make surgery more manly. But boy, their voices got low. I do it too. You know, I see somebody with staples. If I see somebody with sutures, I tell the nurse, excuse me, nurse, can you give me the, suture scissors so I could remove the suture? But when there's a staple, I'm like, nurse, I got to take out the staples. You know, give me a staple for remover. My voice goes low, too. There's just something about it. It's just crazy. When you see the little delicate sutures, like, oh, so delicate. And then your voice goes high. Stay later, the staples. You know, leave. All right, so back to the porcupine. Surgeons perform more than 4 million operations annually using sutures and staples to close wounds. And they're supposed to aid healing. So apparently, some researchers found that to hold tissue together, the porcupine quill has specialized hairs on it that lie flat against the animal's body. When threatened, you know, the porcupine erects them. And, oh, which, by the way, I'm sure an erectile dysfunction drug might want to look into that, too. I hope you guys are. I mean, I'm no joke. No joke. However, the erectile movement happens with these porcupine quills. Yeah, I think you guys are onto something if you're looking at that for erectile dysfunction. That's not a blood flow issue. Attention! Anyway, the quills are these specialized hairs. And apparently, they have aposematic coloration. I don't know what the hell they do. Anyway, the barbs are hard to remove, and so they could be helpful in sutures. Okay, there we go. Let's move on. 1-877-DOLLY. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe. Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny because they haven't chosen to take the first step towards the life they've always dreamed of. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Start small or dream big. Work part-time or full-time. You choose the pace. Just visit startlivingyoung.com. That's startlivingyoung.com. And click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health products company that spent 5 years on the Inc. 5,000 fastest-growing private companies in America list. With over $1 billion a year in sales, they'll provide all the tools you need to thrive and succeed. and you'll be blown away by how little it takes to get started. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab at the top of the page. 2019 will be the year your new life begins. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon, my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. It's getting ugly, people. I told you guys it's going to get ugly. It is getting ugly. First of all, big thanks to Genesis Communications Network, who make this show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, who's working the dials, who isn't ugly, he's cute. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Even those of you who are ugly, thank you guys for tuning in. Sorry, I have to transition to the story. I started the story, and I gotta keep the transition going. Sorry, I gotta intersuture that thread of the term ugly. Big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really, really do appreciate it. We really do. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dahlia, and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. All right. Ugly, ugly, ugly. It's getting ugly. Orthodox Jewish yeshivas are banned from sending unvaccinated students to school in New York. New York is kind of on the forefront, right? They're at the preface of making these big moves that kind of seem to shock everybody, and then it just sticks. Okay, we're banning cup sizes, not breast cup cup sizes in the fast food. They're going to ban large cups. You only do small. You're like, what? If it's stuck, you go to a New York restaurant, the cup is small. I don't get it. New York kind of does that kind of stuff. Well, now, Orthodox Jewish schools in New York have been ordered to ban unvaccinated students as measles cases in the city continue to climb at an alarming rate within the Orthodox community. The New York City Department of Health said in a bulletin Monday that yeshivas are basically Orthodox Jewish schools. You learn Hebrew, you learn Bible, scripture, and you learn, as well as you learn everything else, math, science, all that. And these are in Williamsburg, Brooklyn. And if the yeshiva doesn't comply, they'll face fines and possible closure. In a similar directive late last year, the department ordered yeshivas and child care centers in the Orthodox Jewish community in the area to keep unvaccinated students out of school during the measles outbreak. One school, which violated the mandate, they say has been linked to more than 40 cases, according to the Washington Post. They say this outbreak is being fueled by a small group of anti-vaxxers in these neighborhoods. That's according to Health Commissioner Oxyris Barbeau. They have been spreading dangerous misinformation based on fake science. Now, Barbeau is a pediatrician. He says, we stand with the majority of people in this community who have worked hard to protect their children and those at risk. We've seen a large increase in the number of people vaccinated in these neighborhoods. But as Passover approaches, we need to do all we can to ensure more people get the vaccine. And again, I'm really torn with this. We're going to talk about this. The health department said 285 measles cases have been recorded in Brooklyn and Queens over the past 6 months, most of them in Orthodox Jewish communities. There's been a reluctance to vaccinate children. Williamsburg has the highest number of cases, 228, followed by Borough Park, Brooklyn, with 49. Now, they say the outbreak in the area was tied to a child who had not received the measles, mumps, rubella vaccine and contracted the disease when he went to Israel. Since then, there have been additional people from Brooklyn and Queens who were unvaccinated and acquired measles while in Israel. Now, U.S. health officials said this week that the number of measles cases across the country has climbed to 465, which is the highest number in the past 5 years. So, it was supposed to be eradicated back in 2000. Now, cases have cropped up. In 2014, 667 cases were reported. We look like if we're already at 465, we're on our way to surpass that. The disease was reported at a rate of 1.83 cases per day. Measles is contagious, and if it gets nasty, it could cause pneumonia, hearing loss, brain damage, encephalitis, and even death, according to the CDC. All right. How many people were getting hit? Well, before the measles vaccine was launched in 1963, about 3 to 4 million patients were infected each year. 4 to 500 would die each year. 1,000 would suffer a severe complication known as encephalitis. Now, these numbers are really important because after we started vaccination, we almost eradicated it in the year 2000. But at its peak, 400 to 500 children died. Okay, to me, 400 to 500 too many. But I'm going to now bring up flu. Because even though I'm pro-vaccine, you guys know I'm pro-vaccine. I defend our vaccination system. I support more transparency in vaccination side effects. I support those who are scared that their child's going to have a side effect because somebody in their family had a side effect. So I see both sides, I do, but I am on the side of pro-vaccine. But at the peak of measles, before the 1963 vaccine, 400 to 500 children would die from measles. Now, how many children die from the flu? Well, we've had a lot. I think this last flu season, we had a few hundred. Before that, we had 80,000 people in this country die of flu-related illness last year. And so the one thing that's kind of bothering me about all this is you have all these bannings and fines and all that, you know, saying, you know, if you send your unvaccinated kid to school or you allow kids to come into your school unvaccinated, we close you down. Yet, public schools allowed unvaccinated kids, especially to the flu, come in. Nobody did anything there. Oh, well, we don't want to tick off all the people. We have a lot more people that don't vaccinate against the flu. Well, you need to be consistent here. And I'm not saying they're picking on the Jews. I'm not saying that because they're also, you know, I don't want to go down that route. You know, but it is suspicious, even if their intention, because here's the thing, if I was a health department, you do have to, no matter what the disease is, contain. This health department, in its defense, has to do something. When you have an outbreak, the health department has to do something to contain. And if this is a disease that can't be contained with vaccination, then you either need to quarantine or separate the unvaccinated from the vaccinated. Because some people who were vaccinated are still getting it. And maybe the vaccine wasn't strong enough. Maybe they got a bad batch. Maybe this measles is stronger than it was. So then you know, it was expected to be. So, you know, the New York City Department of Health is doing something. All right? And they have to. They're liable if they don't. But I want to know how many of these measles cases are kids that were vaccinated. I'd like to know, of the 400 cases in the country, how many of those kids were actually vaccinated? Because if so, somebody needs to look at the super measles that we got. And then number two, if you're doing this in the name of, if you are threatening schools and threatening to shut them down in the name of you want to protect the public, then why didn't you do that with flu? Why are you only doing it now with measles? Because it's popular? Because it's a small, finite community, so you're not worried about votes? I mean, I hate this, but you see, it looks suspicious. And like I said, I'm on the side of vaccines, and I'm on the side of public health departments doing what they need to do. I will support public health departments. I will support the vaccine movement because I'm pro-vaccine. But this is looking a little suspicious, even if it's all with good intentions. And that's what kind of bothers me. Yes, we do need to contain the measles outbreak. But then if you're going to have this attitude and you're going to have this protocol that we're going to fine, we're going to threaten closure, we're going to ban people from public places, then do it with the flu. Oh, no, the city will be in an uproar. Well, that's why you're hearing an uproar of the people that this is happening to with measles. You know, science is not supposed to be political, and it's not supposed to be popular. So you can't pick and choose which outbreaks you're going to be proactive with. But that's what I'm starting to see. And I don't know, it just doesn't sit right with me. 1-877-DR-DELLY.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow, but soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Attorney General Bill Barr at a Senate hearing drops a bombshell regarding the Obama administration and the 2016 Trump campaign.
I think there's a spying did occur. Yes, I think spying did occur.
Barr says he's looking into whether the FBI and other agencies were surveilling the 2016 Trump campaign.
Congress is usually very concerned about intelligence agencies and law enforcement agencies staying in their proper lane, and I want to make sure that happened. We have a lot of rules about that.
President Trump again insisting he can't release his tax returns.
No, there is no law. As you know, I got elected last time with the same issue, and while I'm under audit, I won't do it. If I'm not under audit, I would do it. I had no problem with it.
President Trump talking to reporters as he left the White House en route to Texas. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Maybe, maybe you'll swim back to me when I tell you you're just so pretty.
Maybe, maybe. We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So I had a little bit of a dramatic morning this morning. My son comes in, you know, while I'm getting ready. I was already dressed. And he comes in. You know, the kids got to walk around. You know, their underwear. Guys are so lucky. They get to just walk around in their boxer briefs, right? You know? And, you know, so, you know, I yell. I go, get dressed. You got to go to school. Hi, Mom. I'm like, hi, what's going on? You know, and he just woke up. He goes, there's something up with the cats. I'm like, go to school. I don't really give a damn about the cats right now. You're late. I'm late. Get your tushy dress. This is stupid. Move tushy now. He's like, but there's something going on with the cats. So I'm like, all right. You know, he says, I think there's something in the house. So while he's still scratching himself, I decide to go. And, you know, my makeup's not on. And I'm not really good When, you know, when I'm all dressed and looking all good, and makeup's good or whatever, then I can function. But when I don't have my face on, I'm not ready. So anyway, so I run over there, and you see the cats surrounding a suitcase. And I'm like, it's fine. The cats just want to leave. Okay? They want to leave. They want to go take a trip. Power to you. Godspeed. See ya. That, Mom, I think there's something in the house. I go, okay. Then you know what you need to do? You need to lift up the suitcase. Okay? Do you want me to get a broom? You know, where's Daddy? So Daddy's asleep. So I got one kid in his underwear. The other kid totally late for school. I don't know what the heck he's doing. Right? I don't have my face on. And the cats are surrounding the suitcase. And I just want everybody to just leave and go on vacation, you know? I'm just kind of in that kind of a mood. I was not in a mood. So I'm like, well, you know what? We just had a mouse incident 2 nights ago, right? You know, Snowball found a mouse. So I'm like, you know what? Okay, it's probably a mouse. You know, everybody get ready. It could spread disease. You know, get ready to jump super high. You know, we got this. Instead, and maybe it's because it's Easter, you know, time, it was a rabbit. And it was a pretty big-sized rabbit that was under this suitcase, under the, I don't know how it flattened out to be under the suitcase. And the rabbit starts to scamper, and my cat, the one, the latest one that was my boss's cat, his wife had been allergic to cats, so we adopted her. So we got her when she was 13 years old. So now she's 14 years old, and she's mean. She's mean. She grabs the cat by the neck and then starts growling at all of us. Meanwhile, I'm like, oh, my God, because I guess one of my Facebook buddies said that cat saliva is toxic to bunny rabbits. And so we're trying to pry this rabbit, who could have rabies, out of the cat's, like, teeth. And that cat really had, I mean, I thought the rabbit was dead because the rabbit wouldn't move. And then we got the rabbit out. Rabbit bolts cats faster than us. Meanwhile, I'm like, oh, my gosh, you know, this could be an omen. You know, this is Easter time. And so I post. So what did I do? So what I did is I posted pictures on Facebook. For some reason, I find that things get taken care of. For some reason, everything just works out when I post on Facebook. So I posted a poll on Facebook on how to pry the rabbit out of the cat's mouth. And you guys could go on the Dr. Dahlia show. You could see this. It's, you know, and the rabbit's alive. The rabbit was alive. So anyway, somehow my kid got a stick through the cat's mouth to open up the jaw. Isn't that what you have to do with snakes, where you have to kind of grab the neck and while the jaw's open? I don't know. I don't touch a snake's mouth. But anyway, we were able to get the rabbit. We got the rabbit. The rabbit's alive. The rabbit is alive. A little shaken up. I don't see bleeding. But Felix writes, Dr. D, my wife and I abdicate and rescue wildlife here in New Jersey. If a rabbit has open wounds, it needs treatment just like a human. Cat saliva is very toxic to small animals. He, she needs antibiotics ASAP. Well, yeah, don't go to, you know, telemedicine or urgent care. You really don't get antibiotics anymore. It's almost impossible to get antibiotics these days now. Please just don't release it. Don't worry, I'm not going to release that because the cats, I'm not releasing the rabbit. Hope for the best. If you don't feel comfortable, please consult a vet. Thanks for caring. And I'm like, oh, no, we're all already on it. So my son, you know, finally got some pants on, and I hope they took a shower this morning. Oh, the other kid. Yeah, then the other kid wakes up scratching his butt in his underwear. What's going on? I go, we got a rabbit scampering around the house. We got a rabbit. Right? So I'm like, come on. So, you know, and then finally we got my husband out of bed. He didn't want to get out of bed. I'm like, we got, like, rodents in the house. And I know you all don't think this is a big deal, but to me, having vermin, even if it's as cute as a little baby rabbit, in the house running around with a cat that is about to tear the rabbit's head off. So I contacted the family that used to own the cat. And they're like, yeah, the cat used to take rabbit's heads off all the time. And you gave me this cat. Why? Why do I have the flipping cat? I don't even work for my boss anymore, and I still have the cat. That's okay. I like the boss. But, yeah, he's not my boss anymore, so now I can tell him what to do with the cat. But anyway, so little kind of, you know, scary time for me and animals. But the reason why I bring this up is a lot of us do things with our animals, right? Like, coochie-coochie-coo. I do something called the boopy-doopy-doo game. The boopy-doopy-doo game, I only do with the vicious cat. The other cats really aren't that vicious, but it's this one. This one will try to slice you to pieces, this cat, the one we adopted, my boss cat. And so I do something called the boopy-doopy-doo game, and I don't know why. I don't do it with the other cats, where I take my little finger, and I start to, like inchworm it over to the cat, going boopy-doopy-doo. Okay, it's just the boopy-doopy-doo sounds, like, so annoying. And the second I start to oopy-doopy-doo, the cat's ears go back. And the cat's ears go back, and it starts to get into war mode, right? You know, where it's getting ready to take my little oopy-doopy-doo index finger. And stupid me, I use my right hand. I shouldn't, because I'm right-handed. So I should really oopy-doopy-doo with the left hand. But I do it with the right because I'm very right dominant. I can't use my left hand for anything. All it does is hold my Apple Watch. I can't do anything with my left hand. So here I am, you know, getting ready for my oopy doopy doo playtime assault. Meanwhile, the cat is trying to strategize how to go for my jugular. And I don't know why I don't smarten up and stop doing that, but I think I just... It's like a challenge for me. I want to be able to inchworm my finger up to her to tickle her without her biting, and then I think I'll win. It's like one of these challenges. You know, like the Indiana Jones, where he had to kind of get the idol or that gold thing, you know, and, you know, he knew it was dangerous, you know, but he just had to do it. That's me. I'm Indiana Jones trying to oopy-doopy-doo tickly my cat. And, you know, you have animals among you, even if it's fluffy, even if it's... And the reason why I tell you this is because I get calls from people who get shredded by their dog. You know, and they'll have really nasty bites on their face, near their eye, near their... And they're like, yeah, what's my dog? And I'm like, you know, is he rabid? Is he foaming about? No. It's just, you know, he was fighting with another dog. And so when your animals are in their zone, their animalistic, not their domesticated zone, but in their wild, I am like fighting for my life, I am ticked off zone, stay the hell away from them. Because these, I think our pets can one day just turn around and just kill us, and we don't even realize. Remember that one animal? Remember was eating off a person's toe? Because he had a diabetic toe, our animals will eat us. 1-877-DOG.
Haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Hey, guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come
here.
Come on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, and they made such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Dr. Dahlia Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Jean is very short and sweet with this one. She goes, I'm 68 and single. Need help. So we've been probably not talking as much about the dating scene out there, you know, and getting out there and getting it on and, you know, what sex is like now. I mean, I don't ask me about sex. I hear it's still pretty good. Not, I've been married. I've been married. I haven't been out there for the last 22 years. I've been married 22 years. Yeah, I was born, I was married in, I've been married since 1996. So we're going to be going on our 23rd year of marriage. I know. Lord have mercy. But I did write a book with my mom on The Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. You guys can go to my website and check it out if you want. It's on Amazon. But I some of you guys are kind of new out there. I did get an email a few months ago from a gentleman who's dating saying, you know, women his age don't want to have sex. And so I want to actually address both of those. Okay, let's first talk about that, and then let's figure out how we could get Gene laid. Gene needs to date somebody. I'm sorry. Okay, so going back to the gentleman from a couple months ago, you know, women his age don't want to have sex. Okay, so guys, okay, you older seasoned guys, okay, I don't like to use the word seniors, baby boomers, you know, baby boomers, a lot of baby boomers, some middle age out there, okay? When you're out there, you do have a lot of, just because we have Tinder and all these hookup apps, etc., it doesn't necessarily mean your average 55, 60, 65-year-old woman has changed her old-school thinking. I mean, even me, I have very old-school thinking. I'm not going to sleep with somebody on the first date. I mean, I still, you know, am uncomfortable with the idea of sex out of marriage, out of wedlock. And so for you guys out there, if you're meeting women who are religious, you know, or meeting women with those sort of, beliefs and, beliefs, you're not going to hook up with those women. Okay. But then you have a group of women that is interested in intimacy and having sex, not really confined by the rules of marriage, but they're not really interested in having sex. What could be going on? Well, one is there could be some physical issues. She could be having some vaginal dryness, especially if she's having menopause. It could hurt. But even though that could be overcome with KY and things like that, what's probably going through her head, guys, all right, if I could tell you what's going on through a woman's mind, is number one is what's going on through a woman's mind who's 55 or 60 is I don't look like the way I did in my 20s. And I don't want to take off my clothes. So that's one thing. And how you can overcome that is, you know, you can say, you know, look, if you aren't comfortable taking off your clothes, that's fine. I just want to be close to you. And there are kind of ways to be intimate without all the clothes being taken off. Okay? I know that kind of sounds odd because people think you have to be completely naked. But if she's more comfortable wearing a blouse, wearing a bra, whatever, you know, don't push it. She just might not be comfortable because she doesn't have the flat tummy anymore. She doesn't have the perky breasts anymore. Another thing that an older woman is thinking about is she can't move like she used to. I've got the moves like Jagger. We don't have the moves like Jagger not that Jagger had the moves. But when we age, you know, we can't do all the, you know, things that maybe we can, but to an older woman that hasn't done that with her, you know, previous spouse of all those years, that's really intimidating. So some women may be thinking, oh my gosh, do I have to, you know, be in certain positions that I don't? No, you don't. You know, if you do not have to be in any position you don't want. But guys, you know, if you're out there and you're thinking, well, gosh, you know what? You know, why does she not want to have sex with me? You might need to put her at ease that, you know, you won't make her do anything that she's uncomfortable with. You know, because they may have these misconceptions that they have to do all these certain things. Some women out there are very, very intimidated by oral sex. Now, I know you guys are like, okay, I'm done. I'm out of here. Guys, okay? A lot of women may have some concerns with that part of the sexual repertoire. Some of them may change their mind once you're involved and you're more intimate. Others may never change your mind. You need to decide what's more important to you. Is it being with somebody who you want to be with, or is it just the repertoire? You guys have every right to, you know, move on and find somebody else. You have every right to do that. You don't have to stay with somebody you don't want to. But realize these are certain things that they're thinking. Because remember, women, a lot of women, we study up. But like, if my husband ever left me, if Corey left me, God forbid, and I'm out there alone, I would be at the library doing decimal systeming. I would be looking up and Googling everything, okay? What is all the newest stuff? What should my underwear be? I would be all... And you think I should do that now so he doesn't leave me, but too much work. But if I find myself alone and single, I'm reading up. I'm going to call up every millennial I know and go, okay, what am I supposed to be doing? Even if they don't want to talk to me about it. And so, I'm going to do my research. But realize, guys, if she's doing the research, some of the stuff is going to probably freak her out. And so you need to kind of put her at ease that, you know, you're not going to have to do all the things that, you know, people are claiming. You don't have to do 50 Shades of Grey. So, you know, maybe just 49 of them. All right. So, you know, when a woman doesn't want to have sex, there are, again, it could be biological, physical, physiological, could be mental. All right. And let her be honest. I would rather you guys have an honest conversation. Because if sex is very important to you, and she's like, I really don't want to, I just want to be friends with somebody. Okay, well then you know, you know, she's somebody you'd be a friend with. But, you know, we don't have a lot of time in this world to, you know, try to, you know, force a relationship to work that may not work for you. Now, what do we do with Jean? Jean's out there, she's new, you know, needs help. The dating scene is tough. And a lot of older people will go online. And in that book that I wrote with my mom, The Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating, we do have a chapter in there on how to prevent scams and how to protect yourself. If some guy is writing you poetry who you've never met and says they love you without even meeting you in person, that's a big red flag, people. Big red flag. If anybody's asking for money, if somebody's talking about their money issues, if their picture, you know, seems cut off or cropped, you know, there are certain red flags. So we have this in the book. But you can find love. There's a lot of people out there that do find other people. You know, we don't really have, you know, discos and, you know, bars and things like that like we did in the olden days where you can meet people, you know, in person. And that is intimidating. I don't think I would go to a bar to meet somebody. But online is probably going to be online or a church or in the social clubs. And we don't have a lot of social clubs. We do. We have a lot of political clubs. There's a lot of Republican, Democrat clubs, things like that, and they turn social. But I think we really need to have more and more social, you know, mixers. That's what they call them now. They're like really, really big on this whole mixer thing. You know, somebody has to sponsor it. Somebody has to spend some money. All right? But these mixers are really, really nice for seniors to kind of get together and meet people and, you know. And so I think could be very, very intimidating. But, you know, we're here for advice if you need it. Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. Check it out on Amazon or go to my website at drdahlia.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.